WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Garth Brooks has a new album. To give you some idea of just how popular this country singer is these days, his album In Pieces debuted on the record charts recently at number one. That's not unusual for a big star, but Brooks's volume of sales is. The number two record that week was Mariah Carey's Music Box, and it sold 175,000 copies. Brooks's album, however, sold over 400,000, a huge disparity. Why is Garth Brooks country music's biggest star? Rock critic Ken Tucker has some hunches, along with a review.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. In the warm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge.
I've boiled it down to two lists. First, here's what I like about Garth Brooks. One, he's an overreacher who wants to transcend his country label to be a truly popular artist. Two, he writes about sex a lot more than any other country performer who actually has hits. Three, he likes rock and roll and doesn't care who knows it, even if the rock and roll he likes includes Billy Joel, Kiss, and Bob Dylan's subterranean homesick blues ripoffs like this.
6 o'clock on Friday evening, mama doesn't know she's leaving. Did she hear the screen door slamming, rubber squealing, gears are jamming. Local country station just a blaring on a radio. Pick him up at 7 and they're heading to the rodeo. Mama's on the front porch screaming out her warning. Girl, you better get your red head back in bed before the morning. Clock show is in, but the fun is just beginning. She knows he's anticipating, but she's gonna keep him waiting. Grab a bite to eat, and then they're heading to the honky tonk. But loud crowds and line dancing just ain't what they really want. Drive out to the boondocks and park down by the creek, hey, where it's George Strait real late and dancing cheek to cheek. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck.
Now, here's what I don't like about Garth Brooks. One, his capacity for schmaltz is second only to that of Neil Diamond. Two, in concert, he uses those smoke bombs that explode loudly and cover the stage with fog. Three, my favorite song on this new album also contains his most repellent lyric, a gratuitous swipe at people on welfare in an otherwise terrific honky-tonk song. I hate it when artists make my pleasure ambivalent.
If your paycheck depends on the weather and the clock, if your conversation calls for a little more than a coffee pot, if you need to pour your heart out and try to rectify some situation that you're facing, contact your American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Sam dips in your pocket for most things you don't mind, but when your dollar goes to all of those standing in a welfare line, we'll rejoice you have a voice if you're concerned about the destination of this great nation. It's called the American Honky Tonk Bar Association. Since the hard hat, gun rack, aching back, overtaxed, flag waving, fun loving crowd, their heart is in music and they love to play it aloud. There's no forms or no applications, there's no red tape administrations. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar Association.
From a technical standpoint, In Pieces is Brooks' best album. The music is varied, spare, and firm. His vocals are very sly and expressive. He's using that gulping catch in his voice to convey everything from horniness to hopelessness. But that line about welfare cheats doesn't square with the song he included on his last album, We Shall Be Free, which preached tolerance for everyone in terms far more specific than a conservative genre like country music ever gets. With the sales figures he's got, Garth Brooks is obviously many things to many people. I just wish that one of the things he wasn't to me is a shameless opportunist.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.